Courts have held local initiatives don't trump collective bargaining rights. Former state representative Leon Drillet heads the Michigan Taxpayers Alliance. He says the legislation is an effort to get around that, to let voters run ballot drives and amend city charters.
There would still be a collective bargaining process. There would still set benefit levels, but there would be a cap in what the city could agree to and what could be part of that negotiating process. Right now, there's no cap.
Drillet says his group is ready to launch ballot drives in several cities if the bill becomes law, but unions say it's not necessary. They say voters already hold their elected officials responsible, and they say this could make it harder to bargain deferred compensation agreements that save local governments money when times are lean. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, I'm Rick Pluta.